So today's protest is mainly to raise awareness of the community about the dangers on the high street, because we have about 5,000 to 6,000 children every day use the high street. We have 10 to 15 schools near the proximity of the high street. But unfortunately also we have got one of the heaviest volume of traffic in the UK, I believe, on a high street. There has been many fatalities over the years. When I lost my little girl, Hope, she was just coming back from school. She was on her bike. She was using, but she was using the crossing as a pedestrian and pushing her bike along the crossing. A lorry driver who was parked stationary at the crossing did not see Hope and went on riding and ride right through over her. Didn't realize she was trapped under the wheels. Kept riding, driving his 17.5-ton truck. Mm-hmm. Now, my daughter died trapped under the wheels because of her. I don't yet really know what for, because the information is not released to me yet at this point, although it's been 22 months. But I do know that when a pedestrian, a cyclist, or anyone faces a collision with such a big vehicle, such a heavy vehicle, it... Mm-hmm. Huge blind spots, which means they can't see you, you know. So Hope was at the left-hand side of the lorry, which is a blind spot where he didn't see her. And also he didn't see, the reason he didn't see, because he was obviously using his phone. He was on his phone for quite a long time before he right. struck Hope on his truck. So if you take a very, very busy high street, as I'm saying, probably one of the busiest A roads in the UK, and push, you know, left huge metal vehicles with no sensors, no warning, into the road with these children, with very dysfunctional traffic management and crossings, which are mostly faulty. We have done a risk assessment since I lost my daughter. We found that they weren't maintained. Then this is asking for disaster. You know, something is waiting to happen.